The following is another KXPN sports presentation. KXPN presents high school basketball. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. Up next is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good morning, everyone, from Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College. It is time for the 2022 Heartland Hoops Holiday Basketball Classic. Doug Duda with you on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show for the first of seven consecutive boys varsity basketball games, taking you all the way to an 8 o'clock tip-off tonight. Our first game will feature the Kearney Catholic Stars against the Cougars of Sandy Creek, both coming off games last night where the Stars fell at McCook 55-44, while Sandy Creek picked up their second win of the season, getting by Wilbur Claytonia 43-37. It is a full day of basketball, and we're looking forward to bringing you all of the action. Let's just go ahead and set the lineup for you right now. Games go every hour and 40 minutes, so at 11:40, we'll be bringing you the Donovan-Trumbull-Minden game. Donovan-Trumbull coming off a huge win in a battle of unbeatens with Central City last night. Then Kearney High will be taking on Elkhorn North. Kearney High, an easy win at Omaha Buena Vista last night, where they had a running clock in the second half. Our fourth game of the day will pit Grand Island Central Catholic and the tournament organizer Tino Martinez against Shelton. And then Hastings will have the final three games, starting with Hastings High taking on Sydney. St. Cecilia will take on Osceola. And maybe the premier matchup of the day will be the Battle of Unbeatens tonight as Amherst takes on Adams Central. We're glad to have you along with us as we get ready for seven basketball games. It's busy out there, a triple header of NFL football. There are six college football bowl games going on today. I know the World Cup's got their consolation game. That is going on, and we're glad that you are with us here today for High School Hoops. We'll take a break and take a look at the starting lineups for game one right after this.
Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Grand Island and Kearney, the better bank.
And first off, let's start with the Cougars of Sandy Creek. They will be the visitors here today. Number three is 5'9" senior Caden Clark. Number 11, 5'11" sophomore is Ethan Shaw. Number 13, 6-foot sophomore is Jacob Peter. Number 31, 5'10" senior is Drake Lally. And number 33 is 6'2" sophomore Jack Clark. The head coach is Cole Wiseman. Of course, he spent a lot of time at Sutton, had a good college career. He is joined by Andrew Kuda, Matt Schwarzendruber, who has been a head coach at Sandy Creek, Ryan Hendricks. They are the head coach of the or coaches of the Cougars of Sandy Creek, who come in with a record of 2-4. As we said last night, got the win over Wilbur Claytonia, also a win against Shelby Rising City. They like to play lower scoring games. They've lost to Wood River, David City, Centennial, and to Holdridge. As we take a look at their stats, it is Shaw that leads the way for this ball club. He averages 15 points a game for a team that averages 38 points overall. Clark gets you 6, Lally gets you 5. And then coming off the bench is a foreign exchange student from the Czech Republic in Vojta Povolny. He gets you about 7 points a game. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, their lineup looks like this. Number 0, 6'2" sophomore is Owen Axman. Number 1, 6-foot junior, Carson Murphy. Number 3, 6-foot junior is Brant Christner. Number 24, 6-foot senior is Landon Adeel. And number 34, 6'3" senior is Quentin Hoagland. The head coach of the Stars is Bob Langen, assisted by Noah Velasic, Sean Smith, and Casey Lashley. Kearney Catholic is 2-3 after the loss to McCook. They dropped their first two games to Holdridge and D1 top-ranked North Platte St. Pat's. They have wins over former conference foes in Ord and Ravenna. They are led in scoring so far on this young season by Landon Adeel. He gets you 11 points a game, about 7 a game for Murphy and Axman, and then Hoagland gets you about 5 points per game. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll be back with more as we get ready to start the Holiday Hoops Classic in a moment.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. For Sandy Creek, they are without Zach Corman. He's been out about a week, and coach says they hope to have him back. Ben Sullivan has not been able to play yet this year, and they hope to have him back maybe a little bit later on this season. For Kearney Catholic, everybody is suited up tonight. Jacob Isaacson back off the offseason injury. Caleb O'Brien missed a couple of games. Do want to keep an eye on Landon Adeel. Injured his elbow in last night's game at McCook. And that is our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you.
Looking for a quality but still affordable vehicle during this Wild West used car market? Many of our customers have found peace of mind through our great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicles, each of them going through a 172-point inspection and reconditioning process by factory-trained technicians. Add to that a free Carfax report, along with a nationwide warranty that's backed by over 100 years of experience from the Big Blue Oval. Experience the difference right here at home and join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
And back on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show, glad to have you along with us as we take a look a week before Christmas from Christmas Eve for Kearney Catholic. They still have one more game to play, and they will be in Albion on Tuesday night at Boone Central. We'll have that doubleheader for you here on ESPN, beginning with the girls at 5:45. For Sandy Creek, they're going to have a tough one on Tuesday night as they play Donovan Trumbull, who has the next game against Minden. Of course, Donovan Trumbull undefeated, state-rated. They go to Fort Calhoun for their holiday tournament, while Kearney Catholic will be at the Amherst Holiday Tournament along with St. Cecilia and York, and we will have every game of that tournament also here on ESPN Radio. So looking forward to bringing you a good one. You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. Kearney Catholic will be in the green uniforms with the gold trim. They'll go from right to left. The home white with red trim here for Sandy Creek. They'll go from left to right. They'll have a little bit of a height advantage here with Jack Clark jumping center against Owen Axman. The ball's in the air. Kearney Catholic, though, will win the tip as they move from right to left. They'll be wearing the green unis today. As we set up top, Brant Christner. Looks like early on we're going to see man-to-man defense here from Sandy Creek. They know the Stars like to shoot the three, so they'll get it inside to Hoagland right away. He posts up, kicks it back out top to Murphy. On the right wing, they'll go to Christner. Skip pass over to Hoagland into the corner. He'll drive into the paint. Now Adil catches. First shot of the game is a three by Adil. It's going to be off the mark, no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Caden Clark. Adil had a 17-point quarter in the third earlier this year in the victory over Ord. And that's where he also sustained a cut below his eye. He had missed, had to come out in the fourth quarter against both Ord and Ravenna for a couple of injuries and banged up that elbow, the opposite elbow on what he's wearing his sleeve on. So I'm sure he wanted to get it tested out right away, see how he felt. First possession for Sandy Creek against the Kearney Catholic man-to-man defense. We're a minute into the ball game. Again, this is a team that only averages about 38 points per contest. Not that Kearney Catholic is shooting lights out this season either offensively, as they are averaging a little more than that in their points per game department. So we'll see if this one ends up being low scoring. Sandy Creek throwing over the top of the defense here into the left-hand corner. Clark, his pass up top, got tipped. Sandy Creek runs it down to the backcourt with Jacob Peter, and they'll reset. But it's a long possession here for Sandy Creek. Both teams had a long first possession. We've already played 90 seconds. We've had one shot. With it on the right wing is Caden Clark. Caden tries to get it down to the baseline, looking for some room to the baseline. In traffic is Shaw. Shaw has to kick it back out. So good defense early on. Both teams trying to figure out what's going on. Of course, with Coach Wiseman, they had a lot of success over at Sutton. He wants to take that to basically their main rival, Sandy Creek. Looking for a back cut is Lally, but he's covered. Ball still up top. Driving in is Caden Clark. He loses the handle in the left-hand corner. Kicks it back to Shaw, who's guarded by Axman. Shaw brings it out top. Sandy Creek has had the ball for nearly a minute and a half. Finally, a shot by Shaw to baseline, and he hit it. Little 10-footer on the right baseline by Ethan Shaw, and Sandy Creek will grab the early 2-0 lead. Stars will work it into the left-hand corner with Hoagland. Hoagland all by himself, now hands it off on a ball screen, and Axman comes in uncontested for the layup. Sandy Creek got crossed over on the switch, and Axman took it in. Kearney Catholic with a little pressure here. I'm not sure that they were sure what to do pressure-wise. It's unorthodox. Sandy Creek trying to get across the timeline. They do. Lally's pass will be deflected out of bounds as he was looking for Clark in the right-hand corner. So Sandy Creek will take it out here on the baseline. 2-2, 5:13 to go here in the first quarter. Game 1 of 7 of the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic at Lynn Farrell Arena. Thanks to Chris Clements, Adam Mazur over here for their hospitality. Kick out, Clark fakes the three, tries to drive into the paint. Back out to Clark. You've got Caden Clark and Jack Clark. Caden the senior. Three seniors on this team, including the foreign exchange student. The ball's picked off by Hoagland, but he cannot finish it off. Instead, he'll go to Murphy, who comes down the middle of the lane. Off balance, scoops it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Jack Clark. And up the floor come the Cougars. Rotate it right side. All by himself is Clark. And when I say all by himself, it's one-on-one, but the rest of his teammates to the left. Now driving in, Clark. He'll be fouled as he brings it to the hoop. Caden Clark will go to the line and shoot two. The foul will be on Owen Axman. And again, a little interesting. Sandy Creek at home last night. Kearney Catholic had to make the long two-hour basic trip out to McCook. And then turn around, get up early, and be here. So probably the advantage from the travel is to Sandy Creek as the free throw is short. Checking into the ball game will be Vojta Pavolny. So Pavolny comes in, the senior, brings him a little height as well. Looks like he's about 6'1". Sandy Creek didn't list the height on the roster. Second free throw in and out, no good. Ooh, Christner with an arm bar on Pavolny, but there was no call and landed a deal. Runs down the loose ball. Now, Kearney Catholic had position, so that was unique. Now a three for a deal, and it is good. Landon Adil will hit the first bucket of the ball game from beyond the arc, and Kearney Catholic will take the lead at 5-2. Put that pressure on. This is where they want to make hay. Score and force turnovers, and we're going to get a hand check foul called here on the Stars. Brant Christner with his first as they came across the timeline. Move the ball back into the hands near half court here for the Cougars of Sandy Creek. Top of the circle, Lally. Jump pass into the left-hand corner. Shaw tries to answer for three, and it's all net. Ethan Shaw with both buckets here for Sandy Creek. We're tied 5-5 midway through the first quarter of play here on ESPN Tri-Cities. Ball into the left wing. Here's Murphy off the screen. Brings it into the paint. 12 feet away, but kicks it out. Adil reverses it to Christner. Up top, Hoagland. Hoagland a couple of dribbles, looking for help in the left-hand corner. Adil back to Quinton, posted up, and he's going to be fouled. Foul is going to be on Caden Clark. Clark a little late getting back over on Hoagland as he posted up. The Stars will bring in Caleb O'Brien and Jacob Isaacson as Axman and Christner will get a little bit of a breather. And the Stars underneath their own hoop. They square the lane, Adil to throw it in. He goes right underneath to Hoagland. Hoagland powers it up from four, and it sets on the rim, won't go. Rebound tipped into the hands of Pavolny. Quinton still trying to figure out that post move a little bit better. Use that body, especially when he's not facing a bigger guy. He can use those hips. They got to work on that a little bit because he had position to elevate and knock it down. Sandy Creek tied at five with the basketball. Left wing, another three. Pavolny, it's off the heel, no good. And we've got a foul on an over-the-back call here. This is going to be called on Drake Lawley as Landon Adil got the rebound for Kearney Catholic. Coming into the ball game for the Cougars is Owen Oglesby. Owen's the junior, Oliver the younger, he's a freshman. Owen comes in about 6 foot as well. 5-5, the score remains with 3 minutes to go in the first. Another open three for Adil, and another one that's all net. And we're gonna get a timeout called here by Kearney Catholic after the made three. It's a 30-second timeout by the Stars. 2:59 to go here in the first quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. It's Kearney Catholic 8 and Sandy Creek 5.
The holidays are a time to reflect and give thanks. At Aurora Cooperative, we're truly thankful to our members, the producers who feed our nation, and people in service who support the agricultural industry. We're thankful for the communities and families we serve, and we appreciate your trust in our organization. Aurora Cooperative is proud to be part of the agricultural community. We look forward to helping producers achieve success in 2023. Here's to warmth and good cheer this holiday season and throughout the new year from everyone at Aurora Cooperative.
High school basketball on ESPN Tri-Cities is brought to you by Currency, making financing quick, easy, and secure for heavy machinery, ag equipment, trucks, trailers, and more. Visit GoCurrency.com for more details. Kearney Catholic leading Sandy Creek by a score of 8-5 and put the pressure on. The Stars will deflect the ball, but Lally's there to pick it up over to Clark. Kearney Catholic trying to get a little vocal here over on the bench to support their defense. Up top with it is Pavolny. Keeping it outside the arc here. Two threes for Adil and one three for Shaw. Adil went for the steal, got him a little too much on the arm. Landed Adil way out top here. Going to commit the personal foul. First foul on Adil, that is the third foul on Kearney Catholic. And back into the ball game will be Axman and Christner. Adil and Murphy come out for their rest. Shaw to throw it in right in front of the Kearney Catholic bench. Looking for some movement, gets it into Caden Clark on the right wing, picked up by Isaacson. Clark goes back out top, Lawley reverses it over to Pavolny. Pavolny got inside O'Brien, drives to the left block, didn't take the shot. Kicks it up top to Oglesby, who goes right back to Shaw. One-on-one here as he works against Christner. To the baseline, Lawley, double-teamed, wraparound pass is a beauty. They kick it out, Shaw for the three, or excuse me, that was a Clark for the three. It's no good, and the rebound comes down to Brant Christner. Christner pushes the pace, gets it on the left wing to Hoagland. Back out top, Isaacson. Quick ball moving around the perimeter to Christner. Christner drives baseline, and a hand-check foul going to be called on Sandy Creek. And it's going to be on Caden Clark, and he has both fouls here. Coming in, Logan Rogish for Kearney Catholic, and for Sandy Creek, Jacob Peter and Jack Clark are back into the ball game. Can Kearney Catholic find some offense with Adil on the bench here? They've only got one field goal outside of his two threes. Stars with just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter have a three-point lead, 8-5. Up top with it is Owen Axman. One dribble over the right side. They reverse it quickly to Axman on the left wing. Ball fake on Shaw. Brings him to the high post and kicks it off to O'Brien. To Isaacson. Can't get inside. Up top, Axman. Jump pass on the wing. Here's a three-pointer. Christner, it's good. So movement and knocking down their third three of the quarter. And Christner makes it a six-point lead here for the Stars at 11-5. Sandy Creek breaks the press. Give it out on the right wing. Jack Clark. And then his pass deflected. And they'll have to set it up. Sandy Creek kind of falls into that thing we've talked about for years. When you break that press, you've got to attack it. You come back out, you're just helping the defense. And that's what Sandy Creek did right there. They had a chance to take it towards the hoop and did not. Minute 10 to go here in the first quarter, 11-5, Kearney Catholic. Sandy Creek with the ball at the top of the circle. Jacob Peter over to Lolly. Stars are extending a little zone trap here. Way out top is Axman. Rogish comes up to trap into the left-hand corner. They'll go to Peter. Sandy Creek moves it over. Driving into the paint and getting knocked off balance. Is double dribble going to be called there? Pavolny actually made the shot off balance, but he kind of got hip, not really hip checked. He ran into the defender and lost his balance, and they called in for the double dribble. Two turnovers on the Cougars. The Stars have been clean so far here for the first 7 minutes of the game. Axman brings it into the paint on Shaw. Doesn't look to shoot, though. He was only 6 feet away from the hoop. Then the ball gets knocked away, and there is the first turnover for Kearney Catholic. Numbers aren't there, and so slowing it down is Pavolny. We're down to 25 seconds to go here. In quarter number one, Cougars have been on five for a long time. Shaw's the only one that scored. 13 seconds, back to Shaw, guarded by Axman. Right wing with Clark. Up top, Lally. Pavolny in the left corner. He's got room, drives the baseline, got bumped, and we are going to get a foul called on Brant Christner, and that'll be his second with 5 seconds to go. So that will allow Sandy Creek to run an inbounds play here, maybe give him a better chance to get a shot away. Landon Adeel is going to check in real quick here for Kearney Catholic. See who they're going to pull out here. Looks like it's going to be Christner with those two fouls. So Sandy Creek to box the lane and throw it in. Ethan Shaw, Lally in the left corner. Try to get it back to Shaw. They saw it coming. Lally at the free throw line. Banked it in at the horn. So it'll count. The number one option was covered. And Lally was open at the free throw line and he knocked it down. So after one of the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic, it's Kearney Catholic 11 and Sandy Creek 7 here on ESPN Tri-Cities and News Channel Nebraska.
Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef. Real Nebraska beef.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth at Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College, bringing you the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. While Kearney Towing is on the road, bringing your vehicle home, don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Tri-Cities, getting ready for the second quarter of action. And Sandy Creek will get the basketball down by four, but they did score at the buzzer to end the first quarter of play. Shaw with the drive, spins in on a deal, and then put it up over the rim too strong. Had a nice move, just couldn't finish. And Owen Axman will get the rebound. Into the corner to Hoagland. There were very few possessions in the first quarter. Had some good scoring, not a lot of rebounds, not a lot of turnovers. In fact, it took nearly 2 minutes before Kearney Catholic got their second possession as Axman fires a three. It's all the way around and out, no good. Pavolny with the rebound, and he'll kick it out over here to Shaw. 5 points for Ethan Shaw, 6 points for Landon Adeel on a pair of threes for Kearney Catholic. Shaw out top, left side of the key, kicks it back out of the wing to Lally. Skip pass, Pavolny for three. It's all net. And Vojta makes it a one-point game, 11-10, with 1 minute gone here in the second quarter of play. Stars will get it over on the left side of the key to Murphy, who dribbles up top. Murphy gives it to Axman. Axman brings it into the paint, attacks strong. He's double-teamed. Lally, as he went to pass it, stole it away. Each team now with two turnovers in the basketball game. Notice that from the Stars a little bit, and especially already here in this ball game. They're driving deep into the paint and not getting shots. Here's Shaw for three, straight away off the screen, no. Rebound brought down by Brant Christner. Christner, baseball pass up the floor to Hoagland, who gives it back to Christner, the trailer. Left wing, Murphy. Carson swings it over the right wing. Skip pass back to Hoagland. Boy, he's just not been involved hardly at all. They tried early to get it to him a couple of times. He's working on Pavolny, now switches off and comes up top to take the basketball. Left-hand corner with it is Axman. Back up Adil. Adil drives and kicks. Hoagland down the baseline, has some room, takes it up, puts it up too strong. Pavolny is there to get the rebound, his third for Sandy Creek, and the Cougars can take the lead back right here. Pavolny on the left side of the key up top. Lolly, a deep college three. It's off the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Quentin Hoagland. That's his first of the game. Again, a lot of these teams like to play in something like this because it gives you that state tournament field, the open backboard. You've got multiple lines on the floor for three-pointers. And hope that you're good enough to get somewhere in the postseason where that matters. As Axman drives to the high post and kicks it back out. Christner with the basketball. The Stars have yet to score here in the second quarter. 5:19. Axman will change that with a three. Kearney Catholic with four three-point buckets and 1-2. And the lead is back to four, 14-10. 5:10 to go here in quarter number two. Shaw sees some room, then kicks it into the corner. Flat-footed three on the way for Jack Clark is no good. Ball comes all the way out to the free throw line, and it's going to be picked up off the floor by Owen Axman. Axman will bring it into the front court. And the Stars will slow it down again. Overload on the left wing. Adil has it. Top of this key to Hoagland. Swing it to Christner. Christner, spin move, right side of the key. Loses his dribble. Has to get rid of it. Finds Carson Murphy. Top of the circle with it is Axman. Tries to get it to Christner. His pass is off the mark. Kearney Catholic turns it over. Here's Shaw all the way to the other end. He was more worried about drawing contact and missed the layup. Rebound, Owen Axman. Two on two the other way. Kick it out, Murphy. Three-point land comes into the paint. Six-foot floater, no. And the rebound brought down by Jack Clark. Boy, Ethan Shaw thought that he could lean in to land an Adil and get the call, and Adil played it perfectly. And not only did he not get the foul, he missed the layup. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. 14-10 Stars. Sandy Creek with it, left wing. Oh, ball fake, got him in the air. Shaw drives, that time came up short. Somebody might have clipped him on the elbow that time. Adil will get his third rebound, and the Stars move it up the floor. They don't pick up Murphy right away, but yet does not shoot. Hoagland, right elbow, into the paint. Spin move, off the glass and in. Quentin Hoagland, and we're going to get another timeout here by Kearney Catholic off a make. With 3:37 remaining here in the second quarter of play, it is Kearney Catholic 16 and Sandy Creek 10. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in...
Bring glad tidings with a new 2022 Jeep Gladiator. During the big finish at Tom Dinsdale CDJR, wrap up a Gladiator Sport S4x4 for nearly $8,800 off, plus no payments for 90 days. Or choose a Gladiator Rubicon 4x4 for more than $9,600 off, plus 90 days no payments. We wish you a Merry Jeepness at Tom Dinsdale CDJR on Hastings Northside or at TomDinsdaleCDJR.com. Must finance the Chrysler Capital. Offer expires December 31st.
Doug Duda back with you here at Lynn Farrell Arena as we get ready to take you into the second portion of the second quarter here. Kearney Catholic equaling their largest lead at 16-10. Slapping the pressure on. Lolly with it in the backcourt. Gives it off to Pavolny. And we're going to get a timeout by Sandy Creek. They weren't sure they were going to break the 10-second mark. So Coach Wiseman says, let's go ahead and burn a timeout here with 3:27 to go in the second quarter. That lets us give you a reminder about the ESPN Tri-City Athlete of the Month, brought to you by B&B Carpet in Donovan. Be sure to log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl winner listed on ESPNSuperstation.com. It's brought to you by B&B Carpet. Heck, we're already halfway through December, and with the holidays, there won't be quite as many games on the way home. So get your nominations in, and congratulations to Hyatt Collins of Adams Central and Micah O'Neill of Sumner Eddyville Miller as our winners of the last month's ESPN Tri-City Athlete of the Month. And Doug Duda back with you here as we continue our coverage of the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. Last year, Kearney Catholic played Omaha Scott here in a heck of a ball game. It was the only regular season loss that the Stars had. Sandy Creek now down by 6, 16-10. Out of the timeout, working around to the left side of the key. Caden Clark up top, gets it over to Lolly. Drake to Shaw. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Now Pavolny into the paint, drives in, missed, but got his own rebound, missed the bunny on the way back, and another offensive rebound for Owen Oglesby, and he will be fouled. He'll have a chance here to go to the line, and the foul is going to be on Jacob Isaacson of the Stars. That'll be his first personal foul. And these will be the second free throw attempts of the game here for Sandy Creek. And the first one by Oglesby is right through there. Owen with his first point of the ball game. Only one bucket in this quarter for Sandy Creek. It was a three-pointer by Pavolny, which cut it to one. In another low-scoring game, second free throw on the rim won't go. And there's a deal to pull down his fourth rebound for Kearney Catholic. Into the front court, O'Brien back to Hoagland. Rogish, a deal on the left wing. Fakes the three, drives in, tries to force it inside to Rogish. It's off the hip of a Cougar and out of bounds. This is game one of seven today. Minden and Donovan Trumbull coming up next. Minden, Donovan Trumbull, Amherst, Adams Central could be two of the better games of the day. Amherst, Adams Central, the last game of the day. All seven here on ESPN. O'Brien to Adil. He came off the screen. Lally fought through it. They tried to get it into Hoagland. And a push. Foul's going to be on Owen Oglesby for a little shove. That'll be his first. It is the fourth team foul called here on Sandy Creek. Adil to throw it in from the baseline. Backside not there, but right in front it is there. And as Hoagland goes up, he's going to be blocked by Pavolny. First block shot of the game. Beautiful defensive play there by the senior out of the Czech Republic. But the Cougars need points. It has been a long, long drought here since they've hit a field goal. Down to the 2:10 mark of quarter number two. Pavolny with it on the right side of the key. Back up top, he'll get it to Oglesby. To Caden Clark, guarded by Adil. Kind of was waiting for maybe a little bit more out of Caden here. Oglesby gets it on the left wing to Pavolny. Overload on the right side. Shaw guarded by O'Brien. Another long possession here for the Cougars. Pavolny on the left wing to the baseline. Shaw trying to work on O'Brien. Backs him down into the double team. Kicks it out. Pavolny's got an open three. It won't go. And the rebound comes out to Quentin Hoagland. That was a good play by Sandy Creek. They got the drive by Shaw to suck down the double team. Then he kicked it out to Pavolny, who was open, just didn't finish. Deep three, a deal, no. Rebound, Rogish snuck in there, got it, put it back up. It will not go, and it's going to be kicked out to Ethan Shaw, who's laying on the ground, and they call a timeout to save the possession. It's another 30-second timeout. Both teams are out of 30s already. 1:16 to go here in the first half of play. Sandy Creek ball, but Kearney Catholic lead 16-11. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. When we get back to regular season action, we actually have some Monday night basketball for you. We will have Axtell playing at Kennesaw on the Vibe 98.9 Monday. Tuesday on the Vibe, it'll be Amherst hosting Gothenburg. That should be a very competitive doubleheader. And then Tuesday here on ESPN, Kearney Catholic travels to Albion to take on Boone Central. So a few teams from last year returning this year. Hastings, Grand Island Central Catholic, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, Amherst all played here last year and all return this year for another edition of the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. Once again, though, the Cougars got to find a way to pick up some points here. Let's see if they can get it going in the final minute 16 of quarter number two. Waiting to get the ball inbounded, and they finally do. Up across the timeline to Clark. Clark, a little taller than everybody else, throws back to Shaw, the trailer. To Pavolny. What did they set up during that timeout? Coach Wiseman shouting out instructions. Stars changed up defenses on him, of course. Shaw at the middle circle, decides to wait, get everything set up. To Pavolny, back to Ethan. To the high post, Lally kicks it into the corner, Clark. 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Pavolny drives, and he walked, took an extra step. Third turnover for Sandy Creek. No Euro step here in the high school ranks in Nebraska. And you just wanted to be an interesting young man, I'm sure, to talk to about how the game is different where he grew up to where it is here in the U.S. Landing a deal with the basketball. 30 seconds to go. Kristner, they lob it into Hoagland. Hoagland to the baseline, draws the double team. Needs some help. Now just throws it out top. It's going to go in the back court, and it's going to be over and back. Good hustle by Brant Kristner. Landed a deal who it was intended for, tripped up, couldn't get to it. Shaw would have had a breakaway, uncontested layup, and Kristner got there. And even though it's a turnover, it saved a layup opportunity for Sandy Creek. 18 seconds to go in the half, and again they get it into Shaw. Sandy Creek needs to get not only points, they need to get a shot away. 10 seconds, Pavolny 28 feet away. Clark with it, back to Pavolny. Now they're going to end up forcing something. Shot of Pavolny from way downtown. It's no good, and that is the end of the first half of play that was offensively challenged. But again, the Stars and Scut last year played something like this that stayed in the 30s as well. We are at halftime. Kearney Catholic has hit 4 3-pointers, or they would be in trouble as well. It's the Stars 16 and the Cougars 11 here on ESPN Tri-City and NewsChannelNebraska.com. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up next.
It was a Friday, and I had that whole weekend not knowing just that I had breast cancer. And I waited for the phone call, and I took actions into my own hand to find Chopur.
I'm the medical oncologist hematologist at Mary Lanning Hospital at Morrison Cancer Center.
Even though he is not originally from here, he knows the Nebraska ways.
Nebraskans are honest, hardworking, open-minded, open-hearted people. They are always ready to fight back, and that is something I have admired because I have it in my blood too.
He's not just your doctor. He's your friend. He's there to take care of you. He's kind of like family.
My name is Dr. Sitka Chopur, and I'm a Nebraskan at heart.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer is always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever. No matter what comes your way, delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000 square foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more. You can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464.
And welcome back to high school basketball here from the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic on ESPN Tri-Cities. Doug Duda with you on this Saturday morning. It is the first of 7 games, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. It is Kearney Catholic leading Sandy Creek by a score of 16 to 11. Again, we've got all seven games here on ESPN. And coming up next at 11:40 this morning, it is game number two between the Minden Whippets, who come in with a record of 3-2 on the season with their losses to undefeated Ogallala and then to Central City. They're playing Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull beat Central City in a battle of unbeatens last night by 4 points. So Minden has played two teams that are state-rated and fell to them. They beat Lexington, Broken Bow, and Southern Valley. For Donovan Trumbull, they're now 6-0 after last night's win. They have beaten Central City, Deschler, Kennesaw, St. Cecilia, St. Paul, and Blue Hill. Then our third game today, the 5-1 Kearney High Bearcats playing some really good basketball after their rout last night of Omaha Buena Vista. No problem in that one for the Bearcats, 75-20. They will take on Elkhorn North, who lost to Waverly last night, 62-40. Game four will have Grand Island Central Catholic coming off their first win of the season against conference foe Lincoln Christian, 48-38, taking on Shelton, who picked up a win over Red Cloud, 58-36. Then the three Hastings schools will have the final three games. Hastings High and Sydney at approximately 4:40, St. Cecilia and Osceola at 6:20, and at 8 o'clock tonight, Adams Central will be in action as they take on Amherst. So some good basketball throughout the day here from Hastings College and here on ESPN Tri-Cities. Last night, taking a look at some of the other scores for those of you who have not had a chance to hear them or see them. As far as on the boys' side last night, Adams Central got the win over Fillmore Central, 65-53. Amherst beat Axtell, 54-33. Ansley Litchfield beat Loomis in overtime. Aurora, two better than New York. Blue Hill got by Wood River, 41-35. Deschler beat Franklin. Elm Creek down Bertrand, 51-46. Another good boys' game. Gothenburg over Holdridge, 61-55. St. Cecilia down Sutton, 40-27 last night. Kennesaw over Silver Lake. Lexington, two better than Northwest. Lincoln Southeast, no problem with Grand Island Senior High last night. In other boys' basketball games of note from the area, it was Sandy Creek, as we said, beating Wilbur Claytonia. South Loop took care of Medicine Valley. Southern Valley beat Superior. St. Paul over Arcadia, Loop City as well. Also, Kearney High girls are home today. They're taking on Papillion-La Vista. Of course, the boys played them on Thursday. The girls' game is set for today. UNK, the women a winner last night. The men drop a close one. They will be home tomorrow to take on Central Oklahoma in a Sunday afternoon. That was all because of graduation, playing on Friday and Sunday. Hastings College coming off their split with Briar Cliff. The men winning by two, the women falling. The women are in Arizona, where they get to play games Monday and Tuesday. The men will be here against Iowa Wesleyan on Monday night. And, of course, Mike will have the call of that on ESPN Hastings. And for the Huskers, the men are in Kansas City tonight taking on Kansas State. And the women will host Wyoming tomorrow at 2. Both of those are on KHAS Radio. Here at the half, Kearney Catholic 16, Sandy Creek 11. Don't want to forget our wrestlers. Hastings is in Seward today at dual competition. UNK at this hour is hosting Augustana and York. Well, they're getting ready at the top of the hour. I forget how actually early in the morning it is, but that gets underway at 11. And then the Huskers have a duel at South Dakota State tomorrow. The Flatwater Fracas is going on all day today at the Heartland Events Center in day two of competition. 16-11, Kearney Catholic with the lead. We'll look at the first half numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Here's a look at your first half stats. First off for Sandy Creek, Caden Clark, one rebound. Voida Pavolny has a three-point bucket, four rebounds and a blocked shot. Ethan Shaw, 5 points and a rebound. Drake Lally, 2 points and a rebound. Jack Clark, two rebounds. And Owen Oglesby has 1 point and one rebound. Four rebounds in the first quarter, six in the second, 7 points in the first, four in the second. 11 points, 10 rebounds, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block, 3 turnovers. Caden Clark does have 2 personal fouls. For Kearney Catholic, Owen Axman, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Brant Christner, a 3-point bucket and 2 rebounds. Logan Rogish has 1 rebound. Landon Adeel has a pair of 3-point buckets, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Quinton Hoagland, 2 points, 2 rebounds. 11 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Yeah, that second quarter was 5-4. Kearney Catholic, 16 points, 13 rebounds. They have yet to be to the free throw line. 4 of 7 from 3-point land, 4 turnovers. Christner has 2 fouls. At the half, Kearney Catholic 16, Sandy Creek 11. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next on ESPN.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzsmarine.com.
And welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena, home of the Hastings College Broncos, where Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. They have a 5-point lead. Sandy Creek scored first. They have not led by more than two. Kearney Catholic's biggest lead, 6 on a couple of occasions, and can extend that here on the opening possession of quarter number 3. But they have got to get the ball inside better. If you haven't been to the free throw line, and Adeel shoots a 3, 8 seconds into the quarter, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Lally. That probably is not what you draw up coming out of the halftime locker room. Not that there's anything wrong with the shot. It's just that usually you got a more set play than that. He did come off a screen to the top of the circle. And Sandy Creek will get the basketball. But we were talking about getting to the line. You can't go a whole half and not get to the free throw line. That means you're not being aggressive trying to get to the hoop. And we've got a foul called on the Stars here. Going to go on zero. Owen Axman, his second personal foul. That's exactly right. First of the half. And it'll be Sandy Creek ball underneath their own hoop. And it goes right through the hands of Lally on the inbound. He was looking to pass it before he caught it. So the Cougars turn it over. 30 seconds into the third quarter of play. And Christner will bring it across the timeline. Dribble to the far right wing. Run a couple people off screens. Hoagland fakes it back to Christner. He's open at the free throw line. Now to Axman. Axman takes a 3-point bucket and hits it. Oh, and Axman with his second 3-point bucket of the ball game. The Stars are 5 out of 9 from downtown, and they lead it by 8. 19-11 with the pressure on, and Sandy Creek getting across the timeline to Clark. Bounce pass to Caden from Jack. Original starting five for both teams are out there. Both Clarks, Lally, Peter, and Shaw for Sandy Creek. Get it down to the low block. Turnaround jumper. Lally, no. Good look, just wouldn't go. You look at that shot chart for both teams in the paint. It's pretty open. Landon Deal got the rebound. Kearney Catholic, Axman, Murphy, Christner, Adeel, and Hoagland. Murphy drives, kicks it out to Adeel. He lowers his shoulder. Shaw cuts him off. Kick out and back into Axman. Good spin move in the lane around Clark. It's up and in. And Owen Axman has the first two buckets of the second half here for the Stars, and they extend their lead to 10, 21-11. 6:15 to go in quarter number 3. Cougars Get it across the timeline to Clark. Picks his dribble up to Lally. And they'll set it up for Ethan Shaw. Shaw scored the first 5 points, but now he has been held silent since midway through the first quarter. Clark with it. Back up top to Shaw. Timeout going to be called here by Sandy Creek. They have not been able to do anything in the first 2 minutes. They'll have two timeouts remaining. 5:54 to go in the third quarter of play. The Stars put up the first 5 points of the half, and they take a 21-11 lead over Sandy Creek. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
At your friendly Friesen Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friesen Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
And Doug Duda back with you here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, with Sandy Creek coming out of the timeout, trailing by 10, 21-11, and we are in the third quarter of play with 2 minutes gone. Try to set a back screen for Shaw, fakes the three, drives baseline, little one-footer on the ground, knocks down a 10-foot shot. So Ethan Shaw now with 7 points in the basketball game. 21-13, first points of the half for the Cougars. Hoagland to Adil, running a lot of weave. Right corner, Christner. Back up top, Axman. A lot of ball movement to get the mismatch. Adil comes into the paint, puts up the runner, no good, and then he's going to be over the back. Rebound pulled down here by Jack Clark. So for Adil, that'll be his second personal foul, second team foul. And Sandy Creek faces the 1-2-2 zone. They broke the trap. They just haven't been very crisp about it. And they definitely haven't attacked it. They'll throw it to Jack Clark in the front court. And again, backwards it goes to midcourt to Lally and find Ethan Shaw and get their half court set going. Tight man-to-man. Murphy tried to pick his pocket from behind, couldn't. Pavolny's back in there. Left-hand corner. Up top, Shaw. Clark into the right-hand corner to Peter. Peter backdoor. There's Pavolny. He'll put it up and in. Nice pass through the lane to Voida Pavolny. And Sandy Creek now out of the timeout with back-to-back buckets. Still trailing 21-15. Axman to Hoagland to Adil. Back up top to Murphy. Axman on the left wing. Owen has both buckets here in the third quarter for the Stars. Hoagland drives up top to Adil. Fakes the three. Back in the right-hand corner, Murphy. And we're going to get a little arm bar on Lally. That'll be his first personal foul. Maybe that's his second. I might have missed one earlier. Let's double check that. Yeah, it is his second. It is the first foul of the half, though, on Sandy Creek. A couple of times, Kearney Catholics got him on the bounce and got a half step. And Sandy Creek is kind of trying to jump in front too late. Hoagland on the inbound to Isaacson, who's checked in with Caleb O'Brien. Adil up top, fakes left, drives right. He'll always drive right. O'Brien in the corner for three. It's over everything, and Lally is there to grab his third rebound of the basketball game. Here come the Cougars, scoring the last two buckets. Can get right back in it with another one here. Peter up top to Clark, to Shaw. Left corner to Pavolny, guarded by Adil. Can't get the baseline, so they'll kick it up top. Good ball fake, Clark. Back to Shaw. Spot up three, and it's good. Ethan Shaw. There's seven in a row for the Cougars, and they're right back in at 21-18. Kearney Catholic with 3:40 to go here in quarter number three. Now the Cougar fans and bench trying to get them going as Adil drives, leaves it off in the paint. Short jumper by Axman. Won't go. Battle for the loose basketball. O'Brien goes out of bounds with a nice save. Throws it back into the court of play. and a second chance for Kearney Catholic. Isaacson up top to Axman, drives into the paint, comes all the way in, got bumped, and he's going to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be called here on Vojta Pavolny. That'll be his first. And that's what we were talking about earlier, the Stars needing to take the ball to the hole, and these will be the first free throws of the game for Kearney Catholic at the 3:16 mark of the third quarter. And it's good. So that snaps a 7-0 run by the Cougars. And both number threes are coming in. Brant Christner for the Stars and Caden Clark for Sandy Creek. No surprise that it's a lower scoring game. Neither team is averaging over 40 points. Second free throw by Axman is good. So he hits them both, and he's got all 7 points in the quarter here for Kearney Catholic. In fact, the 44 the Stars scored in the loss last night at McCook was the second highest output of the year for Kearney Catholic, as they're averaging about 36 points a game. Sandy Creek, we said, 37 and a half. 23-18, Kearney Catholic by 5. Volney is open on the baseline again. Missed the layup, got his own rebound. Back up, won't go. How about a third time? At least he got both rebounds, and they'll kick it out and try again. So Vojta had a chance there to cut it to one possession. Caden Clark with it on the right wing. They haven't had many of those kind of looks the whole game. Pavoldi on the left wing. Adil gives him a little room. Gets rid of it to Peter. Reverse it. Shaw, deep three. Got it, Ethan Shaw. Back-to-back threes, and now he's got 8 in the quarter and 13 in the game. It's a two-point game again, 23-21. Kearney Catholic with 2:20 to go here in the half. Driving in, Christner stops and kicks it back out. Adil swings it to Isaacson. Up top, Christner. Crossover dribble on Peter. Stars have usually been able to answer here. Let's find out. Isaacson, he'll come inside. Nice pass to O'Brien. Puts it up in traffic. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Drake Lolly, his fourth. And again, Sandy Creek has an opportunity to tie the ball game, maybe even take the lead with a three. Want to make sure you're on Shaw. He's got the red hot hand. They run him off some screens. Lolly takes it in the paint. Fade away from 8. Front of rim, no good. Adil will pull down his game high 7th rebound. Push it down the middle of the floor. He's itching to shoot. He comes in out of control and gets bailed out on a foul. Boy, Adil was never going to get to the rim on that. There were 3 Cougars. And our young official says, nope. We're going to call it on Ethan Shaw. That'll be his first personal foul. And Landon Adil will go to the line. He hit 2 threes back in the first quarter, and that's where he is at right now. First free throw, off the heel, no good. Hoagland, after a brief breather, is going to come in for O'Brien. Second free throw now by Adil. And this one's on the way and in. 7 points for Landon. 24-21, Kearney Catholic. He'll come out for a breath. On the floor for Sandy Creek. You have got Caden Clark. Ethan Shaw brings it up. Lally, Pavoli, and Peter. They have got Hoagland at the top of this zone trap. Skip pass into the front court to Peter, right wing. To Lally on the right elbow. Brings it into the paint, and he got grabbed. He was going to shoot. And when he got grabbed, he passed it into the corner, so we won't get free throws here, but a foul on Kearney Catholic. This will be on Jacob Isaacson, his second, and the third team foul of the half. 1:16 to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 24, Sandy Creek 21. Inbound to Lolly, right underneath, right block, scores. Option one, you love it when it's open. Second bucket for Lolly, and the 10-point lead has been cut to 1. 24-23, Isaacson drives and kicks to Hoagland. Again, now you've got Adil, the most aggressive shooter of the Stars, on the bench. Axman, though, has had the best quarter. He has it. Rotated into the corner to Christner. Off the screen, comes into the paint. Good switch, Peter on the defense. Now Hoagland on the baseline. He'll come in, put it up and in, and a personal foul on the block. Yep, Caden Clark slid in way late. And our experienced official, Jimmy Langan, all over that one. Hoagland had already basically made the shot when he slid underneath him. So Quinton a chance at a three-point play. This will be his first free throw of the basketball game. 46 seconds remaining in the third. Kearney Catholic leading it by three, trying to get to four right here with the Hoagland free throw, and Quinton puts it up, no good. It remains 26-23. Jack Clark, not to be confused with the Hall of Fame baseball player, puts it in. I see we've got a Sam Huff going to be playing here later today too. So some famous names just at the high school level. 30 seconds to go. A three ties the game. Lolly into the corner. Peter with the basketball. He just doesn't look to shoot. Not a score for this basketball team. He is averaging only a point per ball game through their first six. Shaw with it. They double team him. They go for the trap, and we're going to get a foul called. Caleb O'Brien's going, what are you talking about? Caleb O'Brien with his first personal foul. Fourth team foul. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Sandy Creek with Drake Lally to throw it in front of his own bench. Lally gets it into Peter. Sandy Creek has had the last shot of the first two quarters. Should get it again here. Pavoli way out front. Hoagland bumps him. Pavoli drives, steps through. Scoop shot at the horn is good. Through contact. Boy, the Pavoli makes a nice move to the hoop. He's got 7 points. And we've got a ball game. Kearney Catholic got the lead out to 10. But at the end of the third quarter, it's the Stars 26 and the Sandy Creek Cougars 25. This is the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic on ESPN.
At Plant Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington, we are proud to have been serving the local communities of Central Nebraska since 1982. 40-plus years of taking good care of the best customers anywhere, from a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to new Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Plant Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick are the only things you need to know for all your automotive needs. Sales, service, parts, tires, and so much more. Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry. Latin Aliado, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland, Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington.
Bob here from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With all the changes in flooring, it's hard to know what to do. Come in and we'll guide you through the whole flooring process. Our entire B&B family is still here. At B&B, we are known for our knowledge and our friendly service. Please remember us when you're looking for flooring. Our customers say, B&B, that's where we always go.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Sandy Creek has the basketball to start the fourth quarter, looking for their first lead since it was 2-0. 26-25 Stars. Ethan Shaw with the basketball. Over the left wing to Pavoli, who scored at the horn there to cut it to one. Skip pass to Clark. Clark for three on the right wing. It will not go. And the rebound brought down by Landon Adeel, his eighth of the ball game. Over to Adeel. Landon has been held in check since those two early threes. 12 points for Owen Axman, 7 for Landon Adeel. Here comes Murphy, left elbow, into the corner to Hoagland. Ethan Shaw, 13, and Voida Pavoli, 7 for Sandy Creek. Shot no good. Shaw rebound. Foul, Kearney Catholic. The foul is on Carson Murphy. It'll be his first of the game. Foul situation, 5 on the Stars. 4 on the Cougars. Bunch of guys with 2 for Kearney Catholic. Caden Clark has 3 for Sandy Creek. 2-4 Sandy Creek coming off a win last night. Kearney Catholic lost to McCook. They're 2-3. Stars haven't had a lot of success here at this Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. Of course, they've won so many games the last 2 years. The only regular season loss they had last year was here to Scutt. Inside they get it to Peter. Back outside to Pavolny. Holds the ball above his head as Adeel guards him. Hoagland and Peter in a heck of a battle out there. next time they're going to get a foul called. Cole Wiseman right off the bench saying, hey, let's watch that. And I think the official saw it. Next time they'll call it. Really getting aggressive defensively as the ball comes all the way out, 25 feet away from the hoop. Here comes Bavolny with the left hand. He scores. He's fouled. He got bumped as he attacked the left side of the key. And the personal foul is going to be on Hoagland. Quinton, his first. And Vojta Pavolny with the last 4 points has given Sandy Creek a 27-26 lead. This will be his first free throw attempt of the ball game. Again, we haven't had many free throws throughout the afternoon or morning, and he hits it. So Pavolny now with 10 points, and Sandy Creek with a 28-26 lead over Kearney Catholic. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. May not be the most exciting offensive game, but it is going to be close. They'll lob it down to the post to Hoagland, and he's going to be fouled. Peter trying to deny the entry pass. Is going to commit the foul, it looks like. And for Jacob Peter, that'll be his first. So they'll inbound it to Axman. Setting up a play here for a deal off a couple of screens in the corner for a three, but Shaw's there. He deflects the pass. Out of bounds it goes. They'll try again. So a deal to throw it in the right-hand corner. Trailing for the first time since early in the ball game. Again, Sandy Creek hit their first shot. That was the only time they led. Axman to Christner. Up top, they'll go again to Owen Axman. Back to Hoagland in the left-hand corner. He and Peter are really getting after one another. To Axman, left-hand corner three, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Christner. He tried to dribble behind the backboard and stepped out of bounds. So a nice play to get the rebound, but it's also a turnover. Turnovers, eye on Sandy Creek for four, and that was the first of the half for Kearney Catholic. They have 5 3-point shooting. The Stars are 5 of 11, 4 of 12 for Sandy Creek, according to my unofficial numbers. Pavolny, Christner getting up on him. Next foul's a 1-1. Bumping off each other. They give it back out here to Shaw. Driving in Shaw in the lane. Hoagland's there like a wall. Shot comes up short. No good. Rebound brought down by Carson Murphy. Murphy wants to go coast to coast. Draws contact. Layup. No. And a chance at 2 free throws. So the foul going to be called on Jacob Peter is his second. And at the line will be Carson Murphy. He has not scored in the basketball game here this morning. For Murphy on the season, he averages 7 points a game, and this one is no good. Exactly 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Sandy Creek 28, Kearney Catholic 26. And the second free throw, good. So Murphy is in the scorebook, and Kearney Catholic is going to use a timeout. All we have left are full length. Each team will have 2 remaining after this. Our timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. With your score, Sandy Creek 28, Kearney Catholic 27. 5 minutes to go in the first of 7 games from the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic here at Hastings College.
Who needs Rudolph when you can have a ram during the big finish at Tom Dinsdale CDJR? Ditch the reindeer games and get a new 2022 Ram 1500 Limited Crew Cab with $7,000 in discounts and rebates. What beats 12 days of Christmas? How about 90 days of no payments? You'll be shouting out with glee at Tom Dinsdale CDJR on Hastings North Side or TomDinsdaleCDJR.com. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Offer expires December 31, 2022.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians and Family Hearing Center of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994. With our main office located in Kearney and 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, or Dr. Johnson at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
It'll be Sandy Creek basketball out of the Kearney Catholic timeout. 5 minutes to go in the game. 28-27. The Cougars have come from 10 down to take the lead. Stars trying to play tight man-to-man and force some turnovers here. Drake Lally with it at the top of the circle on the right wing. He'll go to Caden Clark. Back up top to Lally. Ethan Shaw now with it. A little shake and bake. Drives and dishes to Pavolny in the left-hand corner. And kick it out again. Over to Clark. And we're going to get a little foul over there. Way out with the basketball. Carson Murphy goes for the steal, and that puts us into the bonus. That's the second foul on Carson Murphy. Caden Clark, 0 of 2 at the line, looking for his first point. High school basketball on ESPN is brought to you by Florang Chiropractic and Wellness, the Tri-City's only board-certified sports chiropractor, located in Kearney, florangchiropractic.com. Free throw no good, but it got tapped back out to Caden Clark. And Sandy Creek will get another opportunity here, leading it by one. Rotated back over to Pavolny. It's been him and Shaw here in the second half. They have all but two of the points for the Cougars. Leading it by one, go for the steal, can't get it. Clark drives, doesn't take the shot. Halfway home in the fourth quarter. Sandy Creek by one. Pavolny uses his dribble up over to Clark. All over him again is going to be Carson Murphy. Gets it down low to Peter. Peter on Hoagland. I don't think he shot all game. Stars don't have to worry about him. Lolly drives in the paint, puts it up from eight, no good. Ball hits the floor, rebound. Kearney Catholic, Owen Axman will get out of there with his fourth. So the Stars are down by one. Sandy Creek now a D1 program. Kearney Catholic C1. A deal, looked at a three, couldn't get it. Now one dribble, puts it up, it's off the mark, no good. Rebound in the corner is run down by Quentin Hoagland. He'll drive baseline, miss the layup. Tipped out again to Owen Axman. Axman to Murphy, kicks it back out top to Christner. Third chance, a deal, left-hand corner. He wants to drive, but doesn't. Kicks it back out to Axman. 3 minutes to go in the game, 28-27 Sandy Creek. Up top the pass, knocked away. Drake Lally comes away with the steal. Headed the other way, the layup is good. 6 points now for Drake and a 3-point lead for Sandy Creek, which is their largest of the morning. 30-27 Cougars, 2:40 to go. Axman into the paint, kicks it over to Hoagland. Hoagland dribbles into the paint, over to Christner. Christner left wing, dribbles into the paint. All they do is dribble it and kick it out. A deal for three more. It's around and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Owen Axman, and he is fouled. So Kearney Catholic, after being 4 of 7 from downtown in the first half, is 1 of 6 in the second half. The foul is on Jacob Peter, his third. And that will send Owen Axman to the line for a 1-1. He's got 2 for 2 at the line. He has a team-high 12 points, 7 of those last quarter. The first one is up, and it is good. Kearney Catholic does not have a field goal in the fourth quarter. They have 2 points, and we've played 5.5 minutes. 5 points for Sandy Creek. Second free throw, Axman got them both. Pure. 30-29, Sandy Creek. 2.5 to go in the ball game. Kearney Catholic stole it away in the backcourt. Axman has it. Axman takes it in. Short jumper won't go. Got it back. Sets on the rim, won't go. And now it'll be Ethan Shaw to come out of there with it for Sandy Creek. Boy, Axman, great play. Just couldn't get that ball in the hole. Now Peter is fielded at midcourt. Did we get a timeout or did we get a foul? We had a timeout before the foul. Peter was stuck in no man's land as he crossed the timeline. So one timeout remaining for Sandy Creek. But they have the ball and a 1-point lead, 30-29. 2:04 to go in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of
Kearney. No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau. Our companies were founded more than 80 years ago to serve farmers and ranchers. Today, we're the number one ag insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. Contact me, Rick Smith, your Farm Bureau agent in Kearney. I can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage. Call 308-234-2222 and schedule your personalized on-site super check today.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBLA Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Our high school basketball on ESPN Tri-Cities is brought to you by Certified Piedmontese Beef. What a great Christmas gift What great eating here over the holidays. Lean, tender, delicious. You can have it shipped right to your doorstep anywhere in the country. Go to cpbeef.com. cpbeef.com, certified Piedmontese beef. Game 1 of 7. Looks like it could come down to the wire. Sandy Creek 30, Kearney Catholic 29. 2:04 remaining in the contest. And Sandy Creek to throw it in. And they'll throw it in short here to Vojta Pavolny, the Czech Republic exchange student. He's dribbling it away over to Lally. Both teams are in the bonus. And we're going to get a hand check foul 30 feet away from the hoop. Can't do that. Carson Murphy with his third personal foul. And they will send Caden Clark to the line. Now, conversely, Caden is 0 of 3 from the line. So once he touched it, maybe that's where you wanted to go. And the free throw is up, but he gets this one. Caden Clark with his first point of the ball game. And the second free throw on the way. It's good. Don't forget Minden Donovan Trumbull coming up next here on ESPN, scheduled for an 11:40 tip. As the Stars bring it across the timeline, find themselves down by 3. Hoagland with it up top. Off the screen, Axman kicks it over to Murphy, drives baseline to the cutter, a deal right down the lane. The layup is good. Nice play for the Stars. They haven't had much of that all day long. 32-31, 90 seconds to go. Sandy Creek against full court pressure. Ethan Shaw brings it into the front court, stops at the top of the key and gets it to Lally. Over to Caden Clark. Axman right up on him, and again they foul him. And that looked again a little intentional, but now Carson Murphy has 4 personal fouls, so you got to get a different matchup if that's what you want Clark at the line for. So Clark will go to the line. He hit both of them last time. And Caden Clark coming in was 5 of 7. He just struggled in the first half. First free throw, good. So I think the Stars can scrap that strategy. 33-31, Sandy Creek. Minute 17 remaining in the ball game. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Owen Axman. Quickly up the floor to Murphy, back to Hoagland to land and a deal. Stars have 2 timeouts, a deal. Got to make sure you don't force it, but Landon makes a nice move to the hoop. Oh, contact and a late whistle, but probably the right whistle. They're going to say that Peter followed through and got him on the head. A deal shot was way off. There had to have been contact. Oh, they're not even going to call it there. Who's the foul on? No, they called the foul on the wrong player. They called the foul on the shooter. Yeah, Peter with the foul. That'll be the 4th on Jacob Peter. So he has 4. Murphy has 4. The shooter is Landon Adeel. He's going to get 2 free throws. He's 1 of 2 at the line. He's got 9 points, 8 rebounds. Stars down 2. Free throw up. Stars down 1. When we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Final stats. Hopefully a chance to chat with the coach, so stay with us. A deal for the tie. Got it. 33-33. We're down to 1:03 to go in the ball game. What a way to start this thing here at the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. Pavolny in the backcourt. Lally trying to get across the timeline. Does, stops, gets it to Pavolny. 50 seconds to go to Ethan Shaw. Man, if I was the Cougars, I'd play for the last shot. 45 seconds to go. They've had long possessions in the game. Shaw with it. Stars might get a little antsy going for a steal. Shaw one-on-one with Hoagland. That's a mismatch. Shaw brings him to the baseline, backs him in, takes the shot in traffic. No good. Oh, a foul called. And free throws coming up. And they called that foul on Quentin Hoagland. Whoa. That's pretty good defense. I mean, Shaw made a nice move, but so 2 free throws coming up here for Ethan Shaw. And the first one on the way, it's no good. That was the first free throw attempt of the ball game for Shaw, who leads the team with 13 points. And before he shoots his second free throw, Kearney Catholic has elected to use the timeout. They will have one remaining. 32 seconds remaining in the basketball game. It's all tied at 33. Ethan Shaw will have one free throw when we return here on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Well, it is crunch time here at Hastings College. Again, thanks to Athletic Director Chris Clements, the SID, Adam Mazur and the gang. We're glad to have you along with us on this Saturday morning. Tied at 33. Minden, Donovan, Trumbull next, then Kearney High, Elkhorn North. Shelton takes on GICC at 3. Then the three Hastings schools play. Hastings High against Sydney, St. Cecilia against Osceola, Adams Central taking on Amherst in a battle of unbeatens. All right, second free throw coming out of the timeout for Ethan Shaw, the team's leading scorer throughout the year. Puts it up, and it's good. So the lead back to Sandy Creek, 34-33 is a deal. Brings it across the timeline with 30 seconds to go in the game. Gets it over to Axman, almost lost the handle. Swings it over to Murphy. Back corner to Axman, left side, they're spreading the floor. A deal on Shaw. Back up Hoagland, 15 seconds. Stars have a timeout if they want to use it. A deal, you know he's going to take it in. Collision, blocking foul on Sandy Creek. And the Cougar fans are not happy about it. I did not have a clean look at that one. A deal was coming off a screen, and the next thing you know, Caden Clark's on the ground. That'll be his fourth personal foul with 8 seconds to go. A deal. Is it 1-1 or 2? It's 1-1. Down one. For the tie, the senior landed a deal up and in. The deal is 4 of 5 at the line. We're tied at 34. Second free throw for the lead for Kearney Catholic. On the way, it's good. 8 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic will use their final timeout to set up their defense. Meaning if Sandy Creek does get a bucket with time remaining, Kearney Catholic won't be able to stop the clock. 7.7, the official time on the clock. Kearney Catholic gets a big call there in the paint, landed a deal, has 6 points in the quarter. He has 13 in the ball game. Axman has 14, and the Stars have a 35-34 lead. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. This is what it's all about, fun times. A week ahead of Christmas Eve. Hope you're enjoying the early portion of your Saturday. And if you get a chance, come on over to Hastings College. We still have 6 more basketball games after this one finishes up. And it all comes down to what Sandy Creek can do here on their final possession. For Sandy Creek, they have not had but one game come down to the final possession. They lost to Centennial by 3, 37-34. Kearney Catholic has to make sure they do not foul. And here we go, Lally to throw it in. They're looking for Shaw. He's covered. They get it to Bologna. Bologna into the front court, and Sandy Creek calls timeout. That's all they wanted to do was sprint into the front court and call the timeout. So both teams are out of timeouts. 4.5 seconds to go. One more chance for Sandy Creek to pull off the mini upset here on ESPN.
Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef. Real Nebraska beef.
And welcome back to Hastings College. Again, the Broncos will be back in action. I think I misspoke earlier. Their men's team is at Iowa Wesleyan on Monday, not home. That's at Iowa Wesleyan. The women are in Arizona for games on Monday and Tuesday. Both teams are out of timeouts. Should there be a jump ball, the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. 35-34, Kearney Catholic. Sandy Creek to inbound a basketball with 4.5 seconds. Shot to throw it in. Axman trying to deny. Lolly at midcourt. Drake drives. Looks for the pass. Gets it to Shaw. He's blocked at the horn. Oh, Lally should have just shot the basketball, but they drew up the play to get it to Lally, and Owen Axman blocked his shot from the left-hand corner. It was clean. Everybody in the gym knew it. But Lally was pretty much open at the free throw line. And Sandy Creek overcame a 10-point deficit. They got the lead up to 3, but couldn't finish. Kearney Catholic able to knock down 2 Adeel free throws with 8 seconds to go to win the ball game by a score of 35-34. The next game coming up here in about 20 minutes. It will be Minden taking on Donovan Trumbull. All 7 games are right here on ESPN Radio. Hope to get a chance to chat with Coach Langan real quickly here and then give you a look at the final stats. So stay with us here on ESPN and the New West Postgame Show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Looking for your next vehicle? With the ongoing inventory shortage and unpredictable markets, look to your local family-owned dealership at Hastings Ford Lincoln for guidance and reassurance. We're the same dealership that made a bold commitment to not sell any of our new vehicles over MSRP when prices started to rise over 3 years ago, a commitment which we proudly continue to honor still to this day. Many things may have changed since then, but rest assured that our values and commitments have not. Join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Let's go ahead and welcome you to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. In a back-and-forth affair in the fourth quarter, Kearney Catholic is able to survive by a score of 35-34. Let's go ahead now and look at the final numbers for Sandy Creek. Caden Clark with 3 points and 2 rebounds. Boyd of Povolny had 10 points, 6 rebounds, and a block shot. Ethan Shaw led the way right about his season average with 14 points and 3 rebounds. Drake Lally had 6 points and 4 rebounds. Jack Clark, 4 rebounds. And Owen Oglesby had 1 point and 1 rebound. For Sandy Creek, they were held to 11 points in the first half. They got 23 in the second half. And Sandy Creek will finish this basketball game with 34 points, 20 rebounds. They did get to the free throw line quite a bit there in the fourth quarter where they put up 8 of them and ended up going 6 of 12 in the ball game, 4 of 12 from three-point land, 1 block shot, only 4 turnovers in the game for Sandy Creek. They drop now to 2-5 on the season, and the Cougars will take on undefeated Donovan Trumbull in Donovan on Tuesday night. We'll come back and look at the final numbers here for Kearney Catholic in a moment.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Back on the New West postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers we had for the Stars of Kearney Catholic. They were led tonight by Owen Axman with 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 block shot. Carson Murphy, 1.1 rebound. Brant Christner had a 3 all the way back in the first quarter for his total. He had 3 rebounds. Caleb O'Brien had a rebound. Logan Rogish had a rebound. Quentin Hoagland, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Landon Adeel, 13 points, including the game-winning free throws and 8 rebounds. Kearney Catholic had a 16-11 lead at the half. They score 19 points in the second half, and they finish with 35 points, 24 rebounds. The free throws in the end is what got it done. 10 out of 13 at the line for Kearney Catholic. 5 out of 13 from three-point range. 1 of 6 in the second half. They had 1 block shot, 6 turnovers. The pace wasn't much. The defense was good. We didn't have many turnovers in the contest. And Kearney Catholic wins the ball game 35-34. They will be headed to Albion Tuesday to play Boone Central. And we will have that doubleheader here on ESPN. And the head coach joins us, Bob Langen. And coach, I know we can go back and say long trip to McCook and on and on and on. But you hit some free throws in the fourth quarter, and that ended up being the difference.
Yeah, glad we found a way to win tonight. Like you said, the long trip and everything, but our guys got to be a little bit mentally tougher on things. I thought we opened up the start of the second half really well. Owen Axman, I think, had a finish and then a three, and I don't know if our guys thought they were going to lay down or whatever, and then they went on a little run, and we got to find a way to go on runs to open that stuff up so we're not in the position we're in.
The post game was basically non-existent tonight against a team that wasn't necessarily strong defensively against the post. You didn't have a free throw attempt in the first half. Did you know that? And maybe what was the struggles about driving and getting shots as opposed to driving and kicking out or getting the ball to Quentin to begin with?
Yeah, we got the ball. Talk about a different game. We got the ball inside to Quentin last night against the team with a lot better athletes and a lot more size. And I think early on, I think Quentin did get a couple of touches down there, and I think we turned it over, and then he missed a couple. And then after that, we just got to keep our confidence. And I told Owen at halftime especially, he had one drive in the first half. He gets all the way down there, and like you talk about, looks to kick it out instead of getting it off the board. And I said, we got to be a little bit tougher, okay, and get in there. And he started the second half like that. So that's just getting confidence in our guys that maybe it's not going to work the first or second time, but get those going instead inside.
No matter who you're playing, it's nice to get a little experience about coming down to the final minute of a ball game. Talk about what you thought your kids did well there.
Yeah, I thought our kids did well adjusting last night, fouling the right guy last night. We were down 4 with 2 minutes left, and I wrote 4 numbers on the board and said, these are the guys we want to foul. And McCook inbounds the ball to their best shooter, and we foul him right away. So we did a better job of finding guys and fouling them. I thought we came out in our press. Owen didn't make it. We kind of switched up presses, and we got a steal and maybe a call at the basket that might go a different way. But our guys did a good job adjusting into different defenses, and that's kind of what I told our guys with this group since I've been around, JV, summer, the start of this year. When we get in games like that, we haven't had a whole lot of success. So it was nice to see Landon attack the basket on that one and get to the hoop.
All right, you go to Albion. That is a pretty physical team that will have some big boys inside Tuesday.
Yeah, Albion's full of athletes. We know that every year. I think we're going to have to go back and probably look at the St. Pat's film because they're going to get up and pressure us, whether it be man. They've been running some dime in the past years. I only watched. a little bit of them and Pierce, and then watching them and Pierce and looking out on the floor, it's kind of like probably teams watching us last year looking out on the floor with the size and the athleticism. So we'll have a good game plan. It seems like our kids, for right now, kind of play to the level of the competition a little bit. McCook, we stepped up to the challenge down 4 with 2 minutes left. Today, even coming off that, our kids have to come out and play like that. I told them the effort's been there for the most part. The execution has to be consistent throughout, not just 1 and 2 minute spurts.
All right, Coach, the road trips continue. We'll see you up at Albion on Tuesday, man.
All righty. Thanks for the coverage. We appreciate it.
You bet. Coach Bob Langan joining us here. Final score, Stars squeak it out, 35-34 over Sandy Creek. Thanks to Coach Cole Wiseman and the crew as well for their hospitality. We're going to have a very quick turnaround here. We're about 15 minutes away from the Donovan-Trumbull-Minden tip-off. You've been listening to the New West postgame show.
Thank you for being a part of this ESPN Tri-Cities High School sports presentation. For a complete broadcast schedule, coaches' interviews, and past game recordings, head to newschannelnebraska.com. And thanks for listening to ESPN Tri-Cities.